And there it goes, soon to be the master of super low airspace, its super drone. This cross between a lawnmower sound and the buzz of hornets is the first government-approved drone delivery system. Here it picks up and successfully delivers pharmaceuticals for a clinic in rural Southwest Virginia. The team behind the project, a coalition of Virginia Tech, medical assistance groups, a private drone manufacturing company called Flirty, and NASA's Langley Research Center. The technology is off the shelf, but the engineering problem is not in the drone airplanes themselves. It's in developing safety systems and a reliable manufacturing process for making drones on a large scale. This was the first such flight, but some states are ahead of the federal government, and the U.S. is way behind other countries, even though the tech behemoths, Amazon and Google, would love to get started on drone programs of their own. Frank Jones is the Associate Director for the Research Services Directorate at NASA Langley Research Center, and Matt Sweeney is the founder of Flirty, who says his company's successful test brings us closer to the day when drone delivery will be a part of our everyday lives.
It's a huge moment. We've referred to it as a Kitty Hawk moment, and I think that in the future, when people look back on the history of drone delivery operation, this is the moment they'll recognize that was a major step in the start of the industry.
But Frank, it's not a technological moment, really. It's one of assuring safety and basically making something that has been up till now a weapon look much more like a benign deliverer of freight. How's that going to work?
So there are numerous challenges for us to solve in today's unmanned aerial system, UAS world, if you will. We don't like the connotation the word drone has. That does tend to be a military term. We need to do this safely so that the public can rest assured.
All right. So Frank, in his very engineering-like way, Matt, is telling us that UASs don't bomb and don't spy. What do they do?
We believe that in the not-too-distant future, UASs or drones will conduct routine deliveries of humanitarian goods, online goods ordered from websites that you may make purchases, courier delivery, and also fast food.
Why not let Amazon and Google develop this technology? They're the ones who, particularly Amazon, developing space travel technology. Why is Amazon colliding with the federal government over this rather than working in concert as you are, Matt?
Well, I think they've made some mistakes, and I think it's a testament to professionalism of a small startup originally from Australia that not only were we the first company in the world that launched a drone delivery service, but we're the first company in history that's got FAA approval to conduct drone delivery on US soil. And this journey started about a year ago when I heard a quote from FAA that said 30,000 UAVs will fill the sky in less than 20 years. And I got to thinking, just 30,000. It reminded me of a quote attributed to Thomas Watson that said that there may be a world market for 5 computers. And so when I moved from Australia to the US, commercial drone operations were banned. In fact, only one commercial operator had been certified, and that certification was limited to the Arctic. So we started thinking about how we could really pave the way forward to get initial approvals for drone delivery operations. And I was inspired by the work that Remote Area Medical and the Health Wagon do, as they run the largest free healthcare clinic across the country in a community called Wise County. And so what we learned is that they have a huge demand at the grassroots level for technology that could get medical supplies to people who need it more urgently, but also for a number of different use cases, including when the roads are snowed over and old folks might not be able to get to the doctor. Imagine if we could offer routine delivery of urgent medication when they needed it. And so we partnered up with them. We worked with the Mid-Atlantic Aviation Partnership at Virginia Tech, and NASA got involved in the collaboration as well, which we're incredibly excited about. And we all came together as an amazing coalition to conduct this milestone drone delivery.
And we should remind people that Thomas Watson, who you quoted there in that story about there may be a market for 5 computers, was the founder of IBM. So, the technology is not necessarily owned by the techies. The consequences are decided by users. How do users think of UASs or drones over in New Zealand and Australia?
So Australia actually legalized commercial drone activities back in 2002, and New Zealand currently has one of the most liberal drone regulations in the world. And the model in New Zealand is a risk-based regulatory approach, which means that provided you can show that your operations are safe and reliable, you can have permission to incrementally roll this technology out.
So Frank Jones from NASA, what do you think of Matt there? Has he made better steps strategically than the big folks like Google and Amazon?
You know, our aviation industry, you know, it creates 11 million jobs and it delivers 17.7 billion tons of freight a year. When we start talking about 10 pounds of delivery of medications, we're talking about 10 valuable pounds of goods. And Matt's correct. There are a lot of challenges in flying UASs in the national airspace. You know, we've got to deal with how pilots and UAS operators communicate to towers, how they communicate to the people on the ground. And these are all challenges that all of us have to get together to figure out how to solve. The fact that we accomplished what we did is definitely going to be looked upon by other folks in the industry, and they're going to say, we want to do that too.
What's the next step? Does Google and Amazon basically adopt your methodology here, or do they pick up the phone, call you up, and basically buy you out?
Thanks for the question. I mean, we've spoken with both of them. They saw the news as well. But I think that the next step is for us to roll out incremental drone delivery operations across the United States.
Matt Sweeney, founder and CEO of Flirty, and Frank Jones, Associate Director for Research Services Directorate at NASA's Langley Research Center. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.